Talk some Tri-County boys basketball with the head coach of the Mustangs, Dylan Lowry. It's game day today. I'm going to be out at Atlanta tonight. You can hear Mylan at Atlanta here on KTTM. A lot closer to home than Atlanta over at the Gilman City Gym. That's where Tri-County heads, as Tri-County and Gilman City play tonight. And they're going to have rematches at Jamesport then on Tuesday, January 3rd. So the Mustangs and the Hawks, who always are very familiar with one another, they will be very, very familiar with one another here by the time the 3rd of January rolls around. How are you doing tonight, Coach?
And doing well. We're excited to get that rival game. You know, with Gilman being our close opponent, there's always a lot of excitement around it, and I'm ready to get to it.
This is one of the better Gilman City teams. I think I could go back 10, 15 years maybe with the Gilman City boys. I saw them play last night. In fact, I broadcast their game against Northland Christian. And when you got Langfitt kind of leading the way, and I think he had 31 last night, you got to make sure he doesn't get 31 against you tonight, correct?
That's right. He's a very dynamic player that can really score a lot of points in a hurry if you let him. But he's one of those players that he's going to score, but it's one that you have to limit his touches and limit the others that they can't have a really good night as well.
Is the biggest thing with him, Coach, is what I noticed last night. He's so good at getting the angle, and once he gets the angle, he takes it right to the rim. So do you have to just do the best you can to stay between him and the basket?
Yeah, that's the big part of it, because he's quick and he's tough. So if he's got a chance to get to the rim, he's going to take it. So you have to get there early, do your work ahead of time, make sure you have your help side ready. Because if you have just one-on-one situations, it's pretty tough to guard.
Oh, obviously, over the last three games, last week you get in a conference play, you had a 40-point home loss to Grundy. You play a little bit better, looks like, at Winston, but you lost that one by 19. Are the boys just kind of in a funk right now? They're trying to find their way through?
I think we are on the uphill slide right now. Grundy's a very talented group with a lot of scores, and we weren't really conditioned or prepared really for that level of play, because they push tempo. They have a lot of things going, but we bounced back a lot against Winston. We were tied in the first quarter. We were down 4 at half, and then we came out in the third quarter and only scored 4 points to their 21. And then we outscored them in the fourth quarter. It's just one of those that you can't take a break and have a bad quarter, because in this level of play, if you just have a few bad trips, you're going to be behind so much. But we are playing a lot better. We're practicing a lot more aggressively, and that just kind of shows that the boys are ready to step up in that level, because you have to have a good practice if you want to play well in games.
Is the biggest thing from the Winston game, obviously the third quarter is what cost you, did you kind of get to the point where you had a 6-0 run and you kind of felt like the boys' shoulders sagged a little bit, and then the 6-0 turns into 21-4 when you blink after a quarter? Is it just finding that ability when you do get a little bit of a mean run against you to find a way to stop that momentum?
Yeah, it's pretty easy for you to get hard on yourself. We had a bad turnover right off the bat for them to get a wide open layup, and then they had another bucket, and it just seemed like they kind of took the wind out of their sails. And that's something that they have to understand, that basketball is a game of mistakes. You're going to have some of those every once in a while, but you have to be able to bounce back and say, put your foot down, say that's enough, and go score a bucket. And we did find a way to score in the fourth quarter. I had Derek Kurtz with 23 points and Gabe Manning with 13, and we really kind of stepped up and shared the load, but they have to make sure that they're ready to play every single possession.
Yeah, 63-44 was the final over at the Winston Gym on Friday. Gilman City on the road tonight. You're going to be at Holiday Hoops. Last day of the event, Coach, you play the Albany Warriors on Friday the 30th, next Friday at 3. What do you know about Albany? I've heard some good things about this Albany team this year.
I think they're playing fairly well. As far as scores-wise, I haven't got to see them in person yet, but I think that's a very achievable. Like I've said before, we got to keep teams in that 50-point mark roughly, and I think that's a doable take. And I think they're a building back program. They were pretty successful last year, I think, in some aspects. So I think I'm excited about having that competition. And I always enjoy going over to NCMC to play in that gym.
That'll be 3 o'clock on the afternoon of Friday the 30th over at NCMC. Coach, we'll catch up with you again in the new year. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you at the Ketchum Center next Friday.
All right, thank you.